It's called the Every Nothing Podcast. Two young strapping lads offer their insight into everything. It would be crazy not to listen. Obvious geniuses.
Oh, anybody listening, don't go to college. It's a fucking scam.
He'd probably stop. He's like, no, you're all wrong, man. All wrong.
Sorry, Grandma.
This is the Every Nothing Podcast. If you are looking to learn many things while also learning absolutely nothing, well, here you go. Enjoy the show.
It's just so damn funny.
All right, Joe, hey. See if you can guess the song.
It's just so damn funny.
I was holding this until we started. Tully, you're probably not going to be able to get it.
I like your phone cover, bro. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, I bang a lot.
Bet you do. Something like that. Oh, I know this. I know what this is.
See if someone from... Come on, this is easy.
I literally know what it is, but I can't put it in my words.
I put it in my words. Come on, man.
Oh.
I'm gonna give you 10 more seconds.
Is it alrighty? Not that alright. No.
That's pretty close. That's not close, actually, but it sounds like that.
I know this sound.
It ends with an O. That's like gives it away. Childhood. Kind of when it all came out. If you're listening to the podcast, hopefully you've gotten this by now. Oh, you're not going to get it if you haven't got it by now.
I don't know what it is.
What the fuck was it? I can't see it. I can't see it. There's a glare. I can't see
Halo.
It.
Halo.
Oh, Halo. That's why I knew I heard it. Because they were just coming out with the new multi-pre.
It's been stuck in my head. I had to hear it.
Dude, you seen the clip of like, it's like 30, 40 guys in a locker room and they're all going,
oh.
It's like a fucking guy choir. It's all like a bunch of high school guys.
That's
and
awesome.
Just doing the Halo theme. It's fucking dope, dude. All right. That was life. The Halo.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's like
Halo 2.
That's when you'd like everyone to bring their consoles over and you connect the consoles physically.
I remember going over to Matt Anderson's house,
yeah.
And we'd have Scott Holtorfer was there. I don't even remember everybody was over there. We'd have like four of them up, and then there's four
players on each console.
Yeah. Oh, it was just wild. And his mom would make like spaghetti and shit for us, and while we're like, "Fuck you!"
Those are the original lobbies.
Oh man, I miss LAN parties like that.
Yeah. Fun.
The different you remember that TikTok I showed you last week of that gym that had like an esports thing?
Yeah.
So those esports bars are obviously getting very, very popular now, and they're like all over the place, and now they throw like old school LAN party events, like
dope.
Halo events
be
and
fun.
Stuff. Yeah, you just come in and you play LAN, like, and then you can like rent, you can go in there with like a group of people and they have all the setup, all of it there for you. You'd be like, hey, we want to play Halo 2, we need a couple consoles.
That's a brilliant like business idea.
Oh yeah, I mean, well, esports gets more viewers than the Super Bowl now.
Yeah.
Like for some of their, like CSGO tournament, yeah. I mean, they get millions and millions of people because you got to think only the United States. I mean, other countries somewhat care about the Super Bowl, but all over the world, people play like CSGO.
Right. Like,
do you think the game industry is becoming woke?
No, they try to, but are you kidding me? You're going to try to go woke for like anonymous users online? Yeah. Okay.
Well, like after Call of Duty when they had that one update a couple months ago.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it said, but like when
Black
you turn
Lives Matter or thing over it.
Yeah, right. And, as it scrolls across the screen, wait, what?
People
the fuck?
Are like, fuck this.
Like I just want to play a video game. Why does this need to be here?
And then Battlefield 5 was trash.
And
it was like they were trying to like make it like a woman.
I think
thing.
They tried to for a second and then it quickly got smashed.
Yeah, so I don't know. The
Smash-like.
Gaming culture. Mm-hmm. It's not like trying to be like keep women out. I think more and more women are playing video games now. But I love I didn't send it because it was a little racy, but it was this girl on Twitch, and that's a whole other thing. Like women on Twitch, they just like are like showing their tits, and it's like guy gamers are going there and it's like pissing them off. Like it's this was like our thing, and now they have like, but it's the fucking guys that are sitting there watching them.
Yeah.
This girl's like, oh, he's like, let me put on my girl voice, like my gamer girl voice, and she gets in the lobby and she's like, hi guys, and immediately a guy's like, fucking kill yourself. And it was, I just remember they on the tick, it was like a meme, and it was the Fallout guy. It was like, everybody liked that.
Everybody liked that. Kill yourself. All right. Well,
hey, we got a new beer.
Yeah.
Oh, did you guys brew another one?
This is the same American Cream Ale, but I put peach extract and CBD in it.
We put CBD. Yeah.
Oh.
And, and this is actually, we have not tasted this yet, so you're going to get a live reaction.
Wow.
It could
suck. Honored. I feel very honored. I doubt it's going to suck. Woo! You guys have been making some good ones.
It's frothy. That's a good sign.
Yeah. Oh, it's all over the place.
Corn, baby.
Yours just looks like a cup of jizz right now on the camera, Paul. Oh. You had it down. It just looked like frothy cum.
Hold on a second.
Smells good.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
How about that? mine's all head.
It's, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, that's because it came like bursting out like chicken.
Right. Yeah, we're going to have to clip a lot of those audio takes.
Oh, there's so much stuff like floating in here. What do we think?
Did you try it?
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Robert to.
Look at that perfect pour.
I know, look at that.
That's because he was a certified pour artist at what? You went to Guinness?
Yeah.
And they showed, gave you a certificate, right?
Yeah. It was very hard to get.
So
the guy was like, all right, here's your fucking certificate. Now fuck off.
Yeah. Next.
You're like, look at me, Kathy.
Fuck off. Next.
Yeah.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
Come pie.
Yeah, friend.
I don't taste any peach. Well, no. There's a hint of after peach, whatever that means.
Good. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it
actually, I figured it'd be more peachy. That's why I'm like a little like, It's got a little bitter in it. I think I can taste the CBD because it's a little more bitter.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, it's something.
No, I was expecting like a strong peach. Maybe I need a couple of them next time.
Well,
how many peaches did you put in?
Just like one thing of it.
That's it.
It comes
supposed to like
dry extract.
Yeah, it's just like a little liquid stuff you put in. Mm.
Now the CBD.
That's good.
The CBD we had when we looked at it, it was supposed to be what, for 5 gallons? We only needed like a quarter of.
Oh yeah.
A gram, and we had like 1 gram thing, and we're like, shit, we throw it in. Nice. I got some floaters going on in here. Do you got any floaters going?
Nope. Yeah. It's got the, you don't strain it like super well. It gets a little bit of that yeast stuff in it. But
I've been looking at some strainer stuff.
Bro.
Not bad.
I just want to say that's a dope ass shirt. The CrossFit Kahana.
Yeah, this one's actually on the website. So if there's any CrossFit fans out there, you can actually get one from wherever you're at. Just go to the
website.
That's
pretty cool. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. I almost feel like I should get one. Free one, huh?
You can go buy one.
I don't even get a free one, and I go there.
I gotta feed my children. Yeah.
Gotta feed my children.
Speaking of feeding children, I just got my Biden bucks today.
That a boy.
Oh yeah, I guess I should check to see if I did. So I opted out, but then I found out that there might be that you have to each opt out. You're married.
Oh, each time.
No, each parent.
Child.
Each parent.
Oh, each parent. Oh.
So I need to look that up and see if that's true.
I imagine if you marry or you filed like jointly, like
yeah, you would think that, and they never mentioned anything about it. But then I was reading an article about it because you know. And then I was like, wait a minute. And that's true. When they send IRS notices out, they actually send two. They send one to you and one to your spouse because, you know, government efficiency.
That's weird. We only got one. They didn't send one to my wife.
What, the actual check?
No, notice. Like IRS notices. Like IRS will send letters about the stimulus stuff coming out and everything.
They didn't send it to like
they didn't send it to my wife. They sent it to me.
Because they're probably just auditing you because you're a jerk.
Because you're a jerk and everyone hates you. No, man.
Delish.
Speaking of...
Two deals of peach next time.
You guys brought up CBD and made me think of the old ganja. Do you see old Chucky Schumer?
I'm high as a
today?
Kite right now.
Did you see old Chucky Schumer?
Uh-oh, what happened?
They announced that they are writing up a bill in the Senate and going to put it on the floor to federally legalize marijuana.
I did see
take
that.
It off the, take it off of the classification, like the
schedule
controlled substance. Yeah, scheduled substance thing.
Hell yeah.
And with that announcement, I went to my local DMV and I changed my party affiliation to Democrat. I'm officially a Democrat.
I don't believe that at all.
I'm a card-carrying Democrat, everybody.
All right. I did not get any money today. That's good. I didn't want money. I did read that. That was pretty... Only reason I read it because we were talking about how Nebraska is going to be the last state ever to freaking legalize it. And of course,
I'm so glad it's going to be federally. Because if it was just state, like Colorado state, I can't do it because of my job. But if it's federally
illegal, how does that...
Then...
Well, Nebraska still have to pass it. They'll just pass it faster because it's nothing.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I mean, if Nebraska has a state law saying it's illegal, that's Nebraska.
That supersedes like the federal.
Federal.
No, federal. Actually, in this instance, I think if they federally make it legal,
Nebraska laws then
for marijuana.
Yeah.
Which would be awesome.
Well, they just couldn't. So if anybody was transporting it through Nebraska from, say, Colorado,
yeah,
the feds wouldn't prosecute them.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure the state laws. I don't know if they can like make it illegal in their state. Maybe they can. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
Well, now. I mean, it's just like Kansas makes their beer with 3-2 beer. And bitches. So bitches closes on Sunday or something. I don't know. So they can tweak it. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe they can just keep it illegal there. God, that'd be a dumb idea. Sure how marijuana. There's nothing wrong with it.
They won't.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a good old marijuana. So, dude, when that's federally legalized and I get the okay from security, I'm going to have a fucking gravity bomb on here the first time.
Hi, all the time.
Oh my god. Yeah, because I'd much rather do that like on a weekend night or something than drink beer.
You don't get a hangover. Non-habit forming.
Oh, dude, sit out back out on my patio, sunset going on, smoking a J, and just vibing, bro.
Sipping We're on. Drinking a J right now.
Yeah,
definitely drinking a J.
Sipping on gin and juice. Well, I don't know, man. What do you think? I haven't had a good whiff of peach yet. Have you?
I haven't tasted any peach. That's why I was a little surprised. It's good. Tastes just like the last batch, if you ask me.
Yeah, but there's a hint.
Yeah.
There's a hint to something. Of course, we have no idea what that hint is because we were fucking high when we made it. Yeah, we didn't broadcast that one, did we? Well, whatever. So what's going on? What's going on in the world, Joe? I didn't watch the news specifically so I can get the reaction from... No, I'm just kidding.
What do you guys want to know about?
I started watching some of Trump's CPAC speech. You watching that?
Yeah.
I heard that, and I tried looking up on YouTube. You can't find the actual speech on YouTube anywhere because they took down CPAC's channel.
What?
Go to Rumble.
Yeah, so YouTube took down CPAC's channel. So I heard.
Why would they?
Did you hear that too, Joe?
I did not hear that.
All right, I'm going to YouTube. I'm checking.
Where did I hear that at? Yeah, double check that. But if you actually go to YouTube and you type in like his speech, I don't think you can find it. Yeah, I found it on a different website somewhere. I had to dig for it a little bit.
There's no CPAC channel.
Well, there's a bunch of different speeches here.
I mean, it'll have like the old ones.
Donald Trump teases presidential run.
It's Patton Donald Trump speech.
Huh. Dude.
What was I listening? I thought it was like Tim Pool or someone that was talking about it. So I was like, oh. I believe most of the stuff he says. It seems like he does a pretty good job of researching.
Did you see Big Daddy Trump when he came into the McGregor-Poirier fight?
No, not enough. I mean, I heard that he was there.
Bro, he showed up and the fucking house went down. Everybody's like, yeah, fucking America, yeah. Everyone. And he's like, fucking Mel Gibson was like third row back, and he's like,
oh yeah, yeah, that's what I saw still of Mel Gibson saluting him.
Yeah, he was saluting Trump. Everybody's like, fuck yeah. The Nelk boys were sitting behind Trump, which is wild. Dana White brings him over to his seat in the front row. He's like, hey, these are the Nelk boys sitting behind you, they're good guys or whatever. And they're sitting, they're like, holy fuck, Trump's here. And they're like, there's like no security around for him. It was like really weird.
You don't really see him. Or like when he was walking with Abbott into Texas and stuff like that. I'm sure there's security guards somewhere, but you didn't really like see him right around.
Yeah. You know? Fucking Addison Rae. You guys know who Addison Rae is?
No.
Very famous TikTok chick. And she was at the fight and she literally walks up like in the second row where the Noke boys are like recording. She walks up and like pats Trump on the back or whatever. And she's like, hi, I just want to introduce myself. I'm Addison or whatever. And she like goes to shake his hand and everybody, and the guy's like, dude, Trump's gonna pipe down Addison.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't know, there seems to be a lot of hype around the guy.
Yeah, it's weird that Trump lost by 11 million some votes when you see shit like that, you know. And a different thing I was saying, so Arizona had an election audit kind of hearing today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys hear about this?
I saw that the Democratic Party sent some sort of like nasty letter to, I think it was Arizona. Talking about that?
No, they're talking about that. So they've been auditing the election results in Arizona, Maricopa County.
Yeah.
And they're having a meeting. It was so on the live stream on Rumble had over 2 million people watching.
Yeesh.
This hearing. And at the same time, Joe Biden was giving some like speech thing and he had like a couple thousand people and it had like over like.
Was that the one where he took like a 10 second pause?
Like, yeah, it had like 150 likes on it and like 2,000 dislikes on YouTube immediately. Yeah, it's
he's losing a lot of ground very quickly.
Yeah,
I don't think he ever had the ground. I think they took it.
I think he had a lot more a couple months ago.
We just got canceled from YouTube. Hold on a second.
I think he had a lot more like at the very beginning, but I think people are. I personally know a lot of people who are all hoopla for the guy.
Yeah, but we
live. I don't hear him really talking about him much anymore though.
Yeah, but we live in Nebraska, so that was a little. I mean, if you're in California or New York, where the most votes are,
yeah,
I don't know. I still. still, I mean, I know it sounds conspiracy, but he's, there's no way that he lost.
Yeah. I don't think he lost either. I mean, he can, obviously there, it's over, it's there, but I can't, like, deep down, like, how the fuck did that bumbling smart man of our president.
Bumbling smart man. Did you hear that 10 second pause he had? Was it yesterday or whatever?
Yeah, another
did you
one?
Hear what he said today?
No, I didn't. But yeah, he was saying some speech and
I'm all about him now. He's like,
hold on, I'm still quoting the speech. Hold on.
Oh, he's still doing it. Okay.
Hold on. I think I have a sound.
Okay. End of the speech. Hold right on. There.
I think I have.
How rude of you interrupt my speech.
I think I have a. I think I have that speech right here in this thing. Hold on.
it's really awkward. It's like, is he done talking? What's going on?
He's just like,
you could tell like the gears were churning. Like, where am I at?
Hey, little mommy, let me whisper in here.
Okay, what were you saying, Joe?
He apparently was today. He was like, he's like, I don't like the idea of comms. And oh
yeah,
socialism.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, he said that,
and it's like, do you not know what your base is?
Yeah, he said communism has never worked, and socialism, which is essentially the same thing as communism, blah 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 blah. I'm like, wait a second, I thought these were like,
oh my god,
yeah. Shifting gears now? Is like the are they like, oh, okay, this isn't working? Change gears, change.
they already tried to blame the Republicans for the defund the police thing, didn't they?
Yeah, oh my god. When Jen Psaki said that, everybody's like,
what?
She's like, which honestly, it was the GOP that did not. They wanted to defund police.
She's a fool.
Like, what a fool. What a silly thing to say.
What a silly goose.
And silly then goose. The other shit going on. So Cuba's going through like a political revolution right now. Yeah. And you know what? We let refugees in the country, you know, through Mexico. But oh, wait, if you're from Cuba, the Democrats don't want you coming in. They're like, no, you need to stay. They're not welcome. Literally every other person on the planet is welcome in this country.
Why wouldn't they let Cubans in?
They don't want them in.
Well, because, you know, they carry around American flags and
patriotic.
And, yeah.
Huh.
Dude, they're like their freedom too much.
Well, who said that they weren't allowed in? It was
a couple of different Democrat politicians. Like, I don't necessarily disagree with them. I just want to point out the complete hypocrisy of it. I don't disagree that they, you know, should not come, because the way they come is, you know, through a very dangerous, yeah, I know that sounded bad, they come by boat to Florida, and it's very dangerous, and right now it's like hurricane season shit too. Mm-hmm. And it can be very, very dangerous. I understand that, so I don't disagree with them on that, but I just, the fact that they're fine with open borders but not these guys that are literally having a political, they have a political asylum reason.
Mm-hmm. Aren't we turning people away now though? I thought that's what Kamala Harris said.
Kamala? No.
And she was
not
talking about
away.
The coyotes.
No.
Didn't she say that? Wasn't that part of the deal? Like, she completely retracted everything
they
were talking about.
They come down and they use these coyotes.
No, but like, it was that speech where she completely 360'd on it, where she was saying, no, stay where you're from. We're not going to allow anyone in. Yeah, that speech. That speech.
I'm going to come.
Yeah, so they're changed. So they've kind of changed their direction.
They're still coming. They didn't change any policy.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, like, the public message has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, because she's getting so much flack. She's trying to run for president next term, and she's failing on every aspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that. I just remember the speech, so I'd wonder if any policy had changed.
She said it. She said it, but that doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. You can say you like women, but we know you don't. You know, it's just words.
Yeah. I don't know what that means. I just like,
I don't know.
It just looks funny.
There. He's spreading his ass cheeks apart to dive in.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why Trump does that. Why that's like it's his go-to move.
It's like this.
Yeah. I don't get it, but it's cool.
Did you hear Joe Rogan talking about him?
Uh-uh.
Joe, apparently Trump came up to Joe while he was at the table or whatever.
Oh, did he?
He's like, I really like what you're doing or whatever. Like to Joe.
So Joe's like, oh,
and
damn
and
it.
He's like caught by surprise. He's like, hey, yeah, thanks, man, or whatever. And he's like, I shook his hand or whatever, and he doesn't have small hands.
Like, Joe said that?
Like, yeah, Joe's
was like, it in one of his recent podcasts?
Yeah, he's like, he doesn't have small hands. And he's like, fuck, I didn't take a selfie with him. God damn it, missed opportunity.
Which podcast was that?
I don't know who he was on with. I can't remember. I saw a clip of him talking about it.
Oh, someone just messaged me and said to listen to one of his recent podcasts. Which one was it?
Oh, are you making up about people talking to you, dude?
Andrew Huberman.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I kind of want to start watching his again.
Brett, I told told you to listen to that, didn't I? Brett Weinstein.
Yeah, and... I was just so fucking busy. Like, yeah. Like crazy busy at work, doing like 10, 12 hour days right now. Yeah. And I started lifting weights again. I started last week. I was like, I'm not going to fuck around with that pussy ass cardio stuff. I'm just going to lift heavy shit. And there I have been. I did legs today and dude, I fucking bummed out. It feels so good. I couldn't walk. Oh my God. I was so much heavy fucking moving around. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah. I was doing legs. I was just squatting, motherfucker.
I was just showing off that booty.
Yeah. Doing some fucking dumbbell or the, what the fuck are they called? Kettlebell goblin squats. And I was like, oh, yeah,
I was like, all right.
I was like, let my dick touch the floor.
I had to get pretty low. I had to sit on the ground.
And I had my feet elevated. I was just rubbing my butt cheeks on the ground. They were percolating.
All right.
Yeah, dude. No, I walk like I got like seriously plowed out right now.
Yeah. It's dude, you haven't lifted in a while. It doesn't take much.
I know. That's great. Yeah.
No, I went through the whole last week being like completely fucking like so sore. And now it's like you're over it once you just keep going.
Yeah. But
no, I'm just start doing it again. Start lifting.
Just not working hard enough.
Dude, no, I was like going hard in the paint, bro. Fucking
at your local Planet Ding Dong?
No, the gym at the base opened up finally.
Oh, that's good. Good.
Yeah, so that's why I started going because they lifted that up or whatever. Oh, nice. And it's like inside the compound where I work, so I don't have to leave or whatever. Pretty nice gym. I just go walk. I mean, yeah, it has fucking all the equipment or whatever you want, and it's open 24/7. There's like no one. There's like barely anybody there because people. Well, it's like every once in a while there'll be different people there. There might be a big group every once in a while.
Yeah,
but the military people have a different gym, so this is like for military, but it's mostly like contractors like me.
Oh, that's dope though. You got that?
Yeah, no, it's fucking. It's really nice. So yeah, you do that, and it's cool too because it's like I'm there at work, and so I just try to go over my lunch hour.
Oh yeah, that makes a big difference.
Because it's like I worked there. At the
old Sam's Club.
Yeah, and then you went to that 24-hour that 24/7
right there. Yeah, you don't want to get up super early, and then after you get off a 10-12 hour shift, it's like I just want to go home.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's great to do it in between or whatever. Yeah. Just fucking get it done. And it felt I've been liking it. So yeah. Hopefully I just
sometimes
stick with
that,
it.
That hour lunch kind of turns into an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours.
See,
sometimes.
I'm not forced to take a lunch though. Oh. Like at those places. Like and with this work, I can show up at whatever time I want to be. I can leave
just as long as you get your shit done.
Just as long as I work, get my stuff done.
Yep. That's nice. Most jobs should be like that.
I literally was just talking about this today. Is almost all jobs other than restaurant and retail should be like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, and like service.
Yeah. Like you don't
like
know when
Paul's
people are
like
coming in.
Tax office. Like you need actual business hours for people to come.
Yeah.
You know
but
I mean?
that's exactly how I run my office though. I run it like we're describing. We don't actually have set vacation time. We don't have all that. The only major thing that we basically say is don't take vacation during tax season.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is like, you have like kind of structured hours and people just, as long as you do your work or whatever in that structured time, I think that's fine.
We have when the office is open, but our staff come and go as they need. They may stay late.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. That's the right way to do it.
Yeah.
And like for your situation, you actually, because you're a service, you have like your store hours.
Well, 8:30 to 5. Yeah. Monday through Friday.
8:30 to 5.
Yeah. It's because
change it to 9 to 4. Do some banker hours.
Right? Well, we close at 3 on Fridays, but that's not the point. The point is that we're in an agricultural business, so all these farmers are up fucking early.
Oh, yeah. They're like waiting outside your door.
Yeah. It's just like, what are you guys all doing here? Yeah. They'd be happy if we opened up at 5, man. It's just like.
Yeah.
I've been waiting here for 3 hours.
Yeah. Well, I was up early this morning
to check the weather.
I already beat my wife. Here to talk about
plowed
government taking
fields.
My money.
Yeah. Plowed some fields.
You've been watching our office. How did you know all these conversations? This is exactly how the day is.
You guys probably just show off your New Balance shoes to each other.
Yeah. All those hog farmers come in with New Balance shoes, I'm sure.
Dude, you're going to have some like fat fucking farmer come with like a slick, white, crisp pair of New Balances, and all the girls in the office are going to be like, ooh.
Yeah, that one. That's
exactly how it is.
Yeah, it's like, and he's gonna be like, "Sup, bitch?
Do my taxes, bitch? Here's my shit." And he just dumps it everywhere. Figure it out.
Yeah, it's
like, I ain't paying no money.
Yeah, tell the government to bust balls. Get out of here.
Dude, that's the move, though.
I ain't paying no money.
That's the move. Yeah. I think it is.
We definitely just need to come up with a New Balance and every nothing New Balance shoe and sell it. I'm sure if they
ever sponsor us.
Yeah.
Well,
like with all our fucking viewers,
I'm telling you right now, we're giving them gold. All these guys are going to be like, dude, I want to be able to fuck. I'll buy these shoes.
I feel like, though, when the secret gets out, that's going to take the mystical, like, magic away from them, you know?
Right, right.
Like, while it's just a low-key cool, thing. Because women know.
Yeah.
Like women know about it.
It's like the upside-down pineapple in front of your house kind of thing.
Bro, what? What's the upside-down pineapple?
You should just if put one know, up in front know. Of your house.
Fucking, I can't know.
God, I should have known Robert would know what that fucking is.
Come on, man.
Every time you start drinking a little bit, be like, hey.
You like pineapples or?
Yeah. Upside down pineapple in your place, Paul, means swingers. You guys like to swing.
Yeah, but I thought that's why you had flamingos. Isn't that what flamingos in front of your house means? You like to swing as well?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe you just like flamingos.
Apparently, there's a lot of fucking swingers around here.
Isn't it like one's like you like to have like group sex parties? I think one's just swinging.
I don't know. The pineapple one's swinging.
Yeah.
I looked it up and there's an article that says, is there a correlation between pineapples and swingers?
Yes, there is.
New York Times reporting.
It's like, oh, this is a real news article.
It's fucking unreal. Oh, God. What else is going on in the world?
Well, I was listening to, apparently we're pulling out of all the Afghanistan stuff and we left a bunch of weapons behind.
No.
Yeah.
Government efficiency.
Yeah. Here you go. Here's some guns. Have at it.
It's like, it's kind of like a garage sale. It's like, oh, we're moving. I don't want to take all this stuff with me. You guys need anything?
You guys all like to shoot stuff here.
Dude, do you see the fucking videos of the Taliban fucking just the Afghan soldiers were like surrendering and just like took an M60 and just fucking mowed them down?
It's going to be brutal. It'll be brutal.
Oh, it already is. It's already fucking.
So what's the answer? Because everyone wants us to like pull out and then they finally pull out. And
I don't think everybody
pull out. You don't pull out.
I don't think everybody wants us to pull out. I think the correct answer, because think about the occupation of, we're still in Germany. We're still in Japan. We're still in these different places because of these wars. We're just there having the presence. And that's what I don't think we would ever have should have gone out of Afghanistan. I think we just stay there and it will take
a small presence.
It could take 20, 30 years before they actually get their act together. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, it's been 20 years.
Yeah. So it's going to take time. We're still in Germany because of World War
II. You need a whole generation to die out.
Yeah.
But just to pull out like that and then jizzle over the back of their ass is just.
Yeah, but like that was a big thing for Trump too. I mean, pulling troops out.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, so he was wrong on that too.
Yeah, but I
you want my opinion?
Yeah, or either of you guys.
Fuck
you
get,
what?
Pull out. Fuck him.
So what Biden's doing is good then.
I don't think it's good.
I don't think it's good, but I don't think it's bad either. I don't think we should have went over there in the first place. Just saying.
Yeah, right.
But so. if we're going to do that and go over and protect the, if we're going to be doing that kind of policing, I guess is a good way of putting it, and you just America. Can't just go, fuck it, I'm out.
I don't, but it's at the same time, it's a completely different culture and we can't press our shit over there. They don't, it does not happen. It just does not. There's two extreme of ideas over there that are so much different than ours. We've been over there 20 years training their military, their Afghan military. We're training, dumping billions and billions of dollars in training, weapons, everything that they need. We leave a week later and the Taliban's take control of everything because they did not want it.
So you see it as like, why are we still investing in this thing when it's not changing anything in the first place?
Yeah, I just
let them
figure
their own shit out.
I get it. It's like, I think we fucked up royally on all parts. I don't think it's a good thing or a bad thing that we left. I really don't. I just think we need to wash our hands of it and just get out and not fucking do shit like that. I don't know, because we still have a presence in like Iraq. And so we have that as a Middle East area,
right?
Afghanistan, it's, I don't know. But it's at the same time as like, we're leaving there. You know, who else is going in?
Ruskies?
Russia. Yeah. Russia. Did you say Xerxes?
No, I said the Ruskies.
Oh, I thought you said Xerxes. Like, I am a god king.
Where did the term Ruskies come from?
I think you made it
I think we right. talked about this last week, didn't we? That's not like a racial slur, is it?
It's Russians.
Yeah, I know it is.
Ruskies.
It's the term we always use when we play in Axis and Allies.
Yeah, I agree with you though, Paul, but I also disagree too. Like, it's,
well, I think the problem is that it's not just about the Afghan people. It's also the fact that Afghanistan was harboring and breeding the Taliban. And so it was almost like, do we destroy the wasp nest and then try to prevent the wasp from keep on building the nest there? Or
Saudi Arabia helped fund the fucking terrorist attack on 9/11.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not, but it's all, but all that kind of takes into account. And so,
I get what you're saying, but it's like Saudi Arabia fucking does some shit like that and we sell them weapons.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying our government is freaking great at it.
No, but that's why I'm saying I don't disagree with you, but I don't agree with you because I don't think there really is a, like, there isn't a best route, I don't think, for it. I really don't like for it. I don't. But because it's a slap in the face to the men and women that died over there.
Yeah.
To just pull out and like for nothing. It literally was for nothing.
Well, that's what Saki, well, okay, then well, Saki's press conference saying we're not going to really do anything well, for them.
And then on the other side of that, we just talked about Cuba. We have all these people down there that are talking about freedom and wanting basically, and not saying that they're not socialist. Maybe they don't care about the programs, but they definitely don't want to live under this communist rule. Mm-hmm. And then we sit back here and go, you know, and we're, and they're only like what, 90 miles from the coast. And we just let those individuals down there just hang out. And the same thing with Hong Kong. We just go, all right, well, we're not, these people want freedom, but fuck them.
You know, what's really weird is the Hong Kong stuff was going on this mass protest, right? They were taking, they were taking back their government, right? And then coronavirus happens and you don't see or hear from any of it again. Never seen any of them again. And they're probably just, oh, they died of COVID.
Like some of the people standing up fighting against.
The thousands and thousands of people that were protesting in Hong Kong from China. Mm-hmm. They're just gone.
China owns Hong Kong pretty much.
It was turned over by Britain in the 90s, but it was supposed to be its separate thing. And
China's pretty much been running it.
It's China, but it was like they were still had their own laws, mm-hmm. like had their own things. And then China's like, no, fuck that. Taking it all over. And then China is slowly creeping over into Taiwan too. And if we lose Taiwan, it's like, suck, bro. We're like, fuck, if we lose Taiwan. And so I hope Biden's like fucking like hate for minorities pops out if China tries to fuck take on Taiwan.
The racist in him comes
out.
Yeah,
the racist was like, what the fuck are they doing?
At least it'd be used for a good thing, right?
Yeah.
What happens if we lose Taiwan? Like, what's the...
Taiwan is a mass producer of a lot of different
things. I know, like the chips and stuff like that.
Yeah. For instance, computer parts, they're very, very big deal over there. Mm-hmm. And China has like a monopoly on some of the fucking minerals that we need for chips, I believe, as well. And it's tough. And, you know, we were slowly becoming more and more independent in different resources under our previous president. Like oil, we were not importing any oil, I believe, towards the end of his presidency. And then
Keystone was supposed to help with some of that too, wasn't it?
Well, it was going to help with the costs or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, fracking was the big thing.
Yeah.
And fracking is great too. Have you ever heard a Crenshaw talk about fracking?
Oh, but I do.
It like was Crenshaw. Actually like a net negative carbon emission. It was actually how they were doing it now was actually reducing our carbon footprint with the fracking, the new technology they use for fracking.
So there's a new technology.
What constantly evolving. Like people are scared of nuclear power plants.
Right.
Yeah.
That's because they think of the 60s and 70s nuclear power plants. Yeah. The ones that we have now, universities that people live close by have little miniature like power plant stuff that they have in there and that they teach people and they don't even know about.
Really?
You know, they're so safe now, but it's just a scary word.
Yeah, but if they really cared about the environment, those are the ways that they would look at it.
They'll go full in on fucking nuclear. Full in. Everybody, I mean, it should be. Mm-hmm. Nebraska has a nuclear power plant there up by Ord.
Ord, yeah.
New Hampshire.
Yeah, my great uncle, he was a nuclear tech there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He has three eyes now.
He's dead now, but he was on
a horrible nuclear power plant accident.
He was on he was on nuke subs in the Navy for like 26 or 28 years.
That's dope.
He got mesothelioma. Way to laugh, fucking asshole. Jesus.
I just think of those silly commercials.
Well, no, his wife.
Do you have mesothelioma?
They got a lot.
Do you get mesothelioma?
He was in complete remission. He was in like complete remission from it or whatever. Beat it. He was like super weak and small or whatever.
Yeah.
He was back at home or whatever. Died in his sleep 2 a.m. from a heart attack.
So what is mesothelioma?
It's a lung cancer. Small cell lung cancer.
Where did he get it from? Like, where did he get it from?
From asbestos. Asbestos.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. I instantly went to the commercials in my head.
That's all right. I'm going to cry inside.
It's kind of like the diabetes commercials. When everyone says diabetes, I instantly think of the diabetes guy and I laugh. I'm sorry.
He was cool. I used to, like, we'd go over there and like hang out. Diabetes. And my mom would like hang out with his wife or whatever, my aunt, and I'd sit with him or whatever and he'd fucking like put on South Park and we'd just be watching South Park together. He's like, holy shit. And I'm like a little kid.
Oh,
he's like
he?
Laughing at
it. Oh, so he's your mom's brother? His dad's brother? Mom's brother?
My mom's uncle.
Mom's uncle. Oh, so he's quite a bit older.
Yeah, he's quite a bit older, but he's fucking hilarious. And he's the first one I got to shoot a machine gun with.
Oh, dope.
He had like a fully automatic Uzi. We went out to the gun range. And dude, I was like 9. I was like, this is fucking sweet. I was like,
here.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I don't know what we were talking about.
Everything. Well, here, I got a video.
Mesothelioma. Diabetes.
Diabetes. Here we go.
I fucking love this. This is so good.
Hey, baby.
Oh.
I got up early.
Oh.
What are you watching?
Nothing. The fucking... Fine. I was watching videos of Ben Shapiro destroying libs.
Ben Shapiro?
Destroying libs.
Oh, no, I am. It's just...
What?
I sort of have this really weird kink, I guess you would call it, where I really like it when someone talks down to me.
You do?
Oh, yeah. And there's just something about the way Ben Shapiro just eviscerates my progressive lifestyle and everything I stand for that just...
What?
It makes me feel dirty in all the right ways.
That turns you on?
Yeah. I mean, the way he spouts his conservative talking points with such conviction, and how he chastises me for my liberal life of sin. And sometimes when he's really on one, he'll actually get me to agree with what he's saying. And that's the good stuff.
How come you've never told me this?
Well, I tried to, but I didn't want to freak you out.
Oh, is that why you turned on Joe Rogan while we were fooling around the other day?
Yes, I was trying to ease you into it.
Well, welcome. This is who you are, and this is who you want to be. I want to support you in any way I can.
Really?
Really.
Well, you think maybe you could tell me I'm a stupid leftist?
You're a stupid leftist.
And maybe you could tell me that facts don't care about my feelings?
Facts don't care about your feelings, you stupid leftist.
it's just not the same.
The media and the Democrats agree on virtually everything.
I love that shit. Is that why he turned on Joe Rogan? I was trying to ease you into it.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Oh, I gotta send you. Did you ever watch Inside yet by Bo Burnham, bro?
Oh, fuck. No, I forgot.
Are you fucking kidding?
My B, homie.
Hold on, let me send you.
I'll get to it eventually.
This is so good. Let me send this over to you, Paul.
Well, that guy there was the one that was the girl's like, why don't you finish with my pipe? I can take your pipe. And he's like, well, why? It's a 1-inch pipe. Why would you need 2-inch pipe?
Like, I mean, we can do that. And then she's like, maybe I can work on your pipe. She's like, I do my own plumbing. I do my own pipes. it's good. Pull this shit up that I just sent you. This is from the Bo Burnham Inside comedy/depression special. It's so fucking, this song is fucking hilarious.
CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos. CEO entrepreneur, born in 1964, Jeffrey Bezos. Come on, Jeffrey, you can do it. Pave the way, put your back into it. Tell us why, show us how. Look at where you came from, look at you now. Zuckerberg and Gates and Buffett, amateurs can fucking suck it. Fuck their wives, drink their blood. Come on, Jeff, get 'em!
Sweet keyboard solo.
Dude, it's so good. That's not pretty much it. Dude, it's like he's like,
fucking suck it.
He's like, Zuckerberg, Warren Buffett, they can fucking suck it. Fuck their wives, drink their blood. Come on, Jeffrey. Dude, there's one other one that, like, this is, I want to, it's so, I don't know.
That might have been the best part of the song.
It's so fucking sweet.
Oh, what are we? Another one?
Send it. Yeah, I'm sending you one more. This is fucking dope ass. It's just good. I don't know. It's like not funny. It's kind of like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. It's just really good.
I don't know.
I'll let you guys judge it.
I don't know.
Fucking hands up. Get on out of your seats. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seats. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over. It's just begun. Don't overthink this. Look in my eye. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. Come on in. The water's fine. We're going to go where everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody. We're going to go where everybody knows. Everybody knows. Get your fucking hand up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me. All eyes on me. Hey, go get your.
So 5 years ago, I quit performing live comedy because I was beginning to have severe panic attacks while on stage, which is not a great place to have them. So I quit, and I didn't perform for 5 years. I spent that time trying to improve myself mentally. And you know what? I did. I got better. I got so much better, in fact, that in January of 2020, I thought, you know what? I should start performing again. I've been hiding from the world, and I need to re-enter. And then the funniest thing happened. Are you feeling nervous? Are you having fun? It's almost over, it's just begun. Don't overthink this, look in my eye. Don't be scared, don't be shy. Come on in, the water's fine. You say the ocean's rising, like I give a shit. You say the whole world's ending, got it already there. You're not gonna slow it, heaven knows you tried. Got it good, now get inside. We're going to go where everybody knows everybody knows everybody. We're going to go where everybody knows everybody knows. Come on, get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Hey, come on, get your fucking hands up. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Yeah. Heads down, pray for me. Heads down now, pray for me. I said, get your fucking hands up. Get up, get up. I'm talking to you. Get the fuck up. Get your fucking hands up. Get on out of your seat. All eyes on me, all eyes on me. Hey, fucking.
Dude, that was
pretty
good.
Long.
Flash
long.
Rough.
Dude, I fucking loved it.
Yeah,
it was, love everybody. Like literally everything about that fucking special.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's just I don't know. Like yeah, for I get just it. I don't know. It's like our generation. Not to exclude you, Paul, in this, but it's like think of it like no. Think of like different like Robert and I's generation. You're not that much older, so maybe a little bit. But we grew up. Robert and I did specifically in this time where internet and technology was not a thing, and then the iPhones come out right when we hit being teenagers, right, and changed the whole fucking world, like how we interact with people. We're in this mixed thing of like we know what it was like before
or and after,
and then we are there. No, fault. You were out of high school when that shit happened, bro. Like,
yeah, but right? I mean, it's not much different. I mean, I grew up in high school. We didn't have anything in high school either.
But what I'm saying is like our formative year, like when we hit fucking 13, 14 puberty shit going through that, like we had that going on for us. It was a complete change for us in high school. High school for you guys went out and did shit. Like a lot of, I mean, we still did that and stuff back then, but
yeah,
we had like what we were talking about. We had like LAN parties. We did shit on the internet with each other, downloaded porn on fucking dial up internet, you know. It's just I don't know, it's
get off the
I feel
phone.
Like that's really something that very much defines, and you're probably fit into that as well, Paul. Mm-hmm. Like fit it, you're not obviously that much older. I think what are you, like 8 years older than us? How old are you?
I'm 44.
Jesus Christ, 14. Paul, no, I'm just kidding. You're 14 years older than us.
Yeah, so when you guys that's the funny thing is when you guys were 14,
you were
I'm like your age.
You're dude, how weird is that? That's so fucked. Yeah, you're like, hey, I'm going to start a podcast with these 14-year-old kids. People are like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
But I will say that, like, I mean, because I was born when I was born, I also was hitting the when technology started taking over about in the 90s and whatnot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I was hitting the beginning of that. I was hitting the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you were, yeah, I would say, but what's significant, like, about your generation, Paul, is you either are tech savvy like you are, or you guys don't know how to fucking save a Word document.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to be honest with you, I know a bunch of 28-year-olds and 24-year-olds who can't save a Word document.
There's stupid people everywhere. There's stupid people everywhere. Yeah, but I don't know. That's just like, and like he's talking, like, I want to play like another song, but it's fine. We don't have to.
As long as it's not 5 minutes long.
I don't think, let me look it and see. It's not that. This was the one that's like fucking wild. I just love that All Eyes on Me, dude. That just fucking hit. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Well, that's interesting that you bring that up, because I mean, it does define a generation, the technology that we have. But don't you think that your generation, or even the younger generation, is still fighting with the exact same stuff that we did? Even the people who are now turning 20, you know, they're 10 years removed from you guys. They're 30 years from me. And they're still dealing with the same crap that I dealt with when I was their age, except that they just have to deal with it with everybody watching.
I think, yeah, I don't know. I really do think it's a little bit harder now.
Well, because everybody's watching.
Yeah, yeah.
And every little thing that you do is broadcast everywhere.
Right, right. I wouldn't disagree with that.
And so, but it's the same. It's the same. It's still the same issues. It's just that
a grander scale kind of thing.
Well, you're still dealing with loneliness. You're still dealing with people bullying you. You're still dealing with, you know, inadequacy and all those things. It's just that I had to deal with it with people actually physically in front of me.
Face-to-face people.
Whereas you guys almost have, well, not you guys per se, but the new generation have people doing it anonymously.
Right.
And because of that, they're more bowed into be more aggressive, because they don't have to be looking at you in the eye and say, hey, I hate you, go kill yourself.
Well, that's a good point. Yeah, it's a lot easier to say that to someone like on a comment section or something like that.
Well, and I also think that sometimes people are mean because they think, oh, this is going to be funny.
Yeah, and I'll never have to look him in the face.
Or you sit there and you go, this is going to be funny, therefore I'm going to be mean to this guy, because, you know, normally I'm a jerk to you sometimes, but I'm in person, I'm like, hey, you're, and we make fun of each other all the time.
Right.
It's different, but imagine you didn't know the person and you're doing the same kind of thing and it doesn't translate over, and next you know you're like, man, I really suck, I gotta go, you know, kill myself in a pool.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
So I don't know, but I don't necessarily think that the struggles that we had are much different. Everybody's having those feelings, everybody has those things. It's just how we had to deal with them and how we had to cope with them,
just in different ways.
Yeah, I was just fortunate to be in a generation that we didn't have the mass internet presence, social media and all that stuff
while you're growing up and developing.
Yeah. And so by the time I got to that age, not only was I more mature and able to handle it, but then you just like
foundation.
Yeah, but then you're just like, all right, whatever.
I had this conversation with people before where talk about having the foundation of like hard work and labor at a young age. I think that can really help shape someone's work ethic as they grow older.
Isn't that the whole concept behind like doing sports when you're younger and all that?
Yeah,
to get those.
Yeah, learn like teamwork, learn how to fail, learn how to lose.
Well, and
those are good things to learn at a young age when you're really developing.
But don't you think that they took away the ability to fail?
Yeah, participation ribbons.
Well, it's not just that, but imagine going online and everything that you do is critiqued.
Right.
And then you're not able to make a mistake, even go, man, I made a mistake. I learned from that. Now I'm going to be a better person. Now they're like, you're canceled. You're done. Get the hell out.
Oh, well, yeah, in that sense, yeah.
Well, and that's just becoming more and more prevalent, that people are just like, I don't like you anymore. Get out of here.
Right, right.
You know. So anyways, I agree. I'm not disagreeing that it's harder. I'm saying that it's
dealing with it in different ways.
Yeah. And to quote, you know, kind of like the Marine mentality, is like the society is going to have to adapt to that, because other than that, or everybody's just going to turn into a snowflake over here and rip up and die.
Adapt and overcome. Yeah. What's the Bear Grylls meme? I think it's just adapt and overcome, isn't it?
I can't remember. Yeah. I just want to bring up our videos walked on YouTube or on Facebook.
Oh, probably because you played the Bo Burnham thing.
It was like Netflix disputed your thing. Your video is now blocked. I was just going to tell you, I'm going to say accept and just delete video. So it might take us off Facebook, but I'm just going to, I mean, it's just sitting there saying block. But maybe if we delete and it just goes, I don't know. Yeah, we'll just make sure we don't do that again. But I'm just going to hit it. And there we go.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're going to record this and put it on the podcast.
Yeah, it's on our own thing. Yeah. YouTube's fine.
Mm-hmm. For now.
For now.
Yeah. Can you go live again on Facebook?
Not without. Well, maybe. Hold on. Let's see if I can do this.
That's fine. Yeah. If not, it's whatever. We're still live on YouTube.
I had a feeling that would happen, because I can't watch very much.
No, not without me shutting it off and starting over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Well,
no, no worries.
It's fine. I don't give a shit. You know, yeah, well, our millions of fans on Facebook are going to be upset.
Yeah. But,
oh, yeah, I just got that notification. Say. Netflix blocked.
Yeah, Netflix.
Okay, well,
like, fuck you, Netflix. Well, I have a membership account.
Like, it did, now, here it is. It just popped up. We're having trouble streaming to Facebook. This may be an issue at Facebook's end. No kidding.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, because I just went. Because it was just going there, but no one could see it.
Well, currently, we're still on YouTube. We're still on Periscope, and we're still on Twitch. So
we're on Periscope?
Yeah, I throw it there.
Can we jump up on Rumble?
Rumble, I can't figure out how to get the live stream to go to Rumble. I did start on Every Nothing Rumble page, but it's not as intuitive as YouTube is.
TikTok doesn't allow third-party streaming yet.
Bunch of dicks.
Allow third-party streaming.
You know what we need to do? I really do think that maybe we just start doing it on Pornhub. That'd be funny.
So TikTok right now is expanding its integration. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do the live streaming on there now too, didn't you say?
You can live stream, but we can't, not from
StreamYard.
Not from StreamYard.
Yeah, so Streamlabs is using Login Kit. So yes, so there's different things that are starting to. So StreamYard's a very big third-party plugin for that. So once they start allowing it, I bet you in a couple months we'll be able to, because once we can go live on there, that'll be good. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because fucking people just scroll through the live content on there, so
okay.
Speaking, you got some TikToks. We're gonna hit it up.
Yeah, let's go, because why not, right?
All right, you guys gotta watch that Inside by Bo Burnham. I just it resonated like with me so fucking hard. Like I don't know.
Oh really? Explain it. You haven't told me yet that.
I don't know,
dude. You haven't watched it. I'm just telling you, man. You fucking
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is so fucking good.
Now, what would you do if everybody you hooked up with was in the same room?
Orgy. Hey, babe. Scoutmaster Peterson.
Now, what would you do?
Scoutmaster Peterson?
That's so bad. That's so bad.
So naughty.
Come on, Mouse. All right.
Fucking Facebook.
Did you find any TikToks from your buddy?
Yeah, I sent one.
Did you? Well, let me see.
Yeah. Buddy.
He won't be able to see it because he's not on Facebook. From Shane.
Oh, yeah. Horny Gnome
Bar. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think I found it. Yeah, there he is. All right. Let's see. Boom.
You just bit that can open.
Fuck today.
Just had a rough day.
All right.
I think that was a Bush latte. Just bit into.
Hey, Crispy Bacon's back on.
Crispy, what's good, my guy? Welcome.
How was your week, buddy?
Wants to know how those OJ Simpson TikToks are doing. I don't know.
Oh, motherfucker! I knew I forgot. I didn't follow OJ. Shit.
You done fucked up, Aaron.
I'm sorry, Crispy.
You failed, Crispy.
Let me follow Tucker right now.
So, Crispy, we just got kicked off of Facebook for violating their policies.
Netflix. You know, Netflix.
Netflix, yeah.
Yeah.
I think what it was because we played the Jeffrey Bezos song and it said Zuckerberg can fucking suck it. And he's like, can I have a drink of water? That's literally, God, yeah. He's so fucking creepy.
It's weird. Trump during his CPAC deal. Mark Zuckerbucks.
What a total piece of shit.
He said bullshit too. I can't remember. He said something. Hey, blah, 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 blah. It's total bullshit. And everyone's like, woo!
did you read this funny comment that Crispy just put in?
Seen a guy blow his brain off on Facebook. How the fuck do you manage to get caught?
That's a good point. Crispy Bacon makes a great point.
Well, Crispy, you see, you're on that terrorist watch list as well now. So we're under a little bit more scrutiny than those suicide folk. So. Yeah.
Apparently, like, extreme gore is not as offensive as
we played a song.
Yeah, playing songs or talking about politics or vaccines.
Yeah, no, it's just if you play copyright fucking music, they're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's weird.
Apparently, they don't want their shit.
New Zealand shooting shared. Has at least 15 minutes before getting kicked off.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, we got kicked off in 5 minutes.
Wait, what got kicked off?
We got kicked off.
He was saying that New Zealand shooting had at least 15 minutes before getting kicked off.
New Zealand shooting?
Yeah, I think he's talking about the...
it was like last year.
What's the town? It's like small church or or something like that. Some town called
Church.
White, something like that.
Didn't New Zealand take everyone's guns? You can't buy guns in New Zealand now?
That's Australia.
No, but New Zealand.
Christchurch. Yes.
Christchurch. New Zealand just implemented some new rules on gun stuff. Crazy gun rules, too.
Well, I think they just want to protect their Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Crispy, how do you feel about guns? Well, I'm curious what you think. Do you think everybody should have guns, or do you think no one should have guns? Or do you think only the government should have guns? You will be judged accordingly. I own about 15.
Attaboy. Right to keep and bear arms. Yeah. Shall not be infringed.
I love how it's constantly infringed on, though.
Constantly.
It's like, no, whatever. Yeah. Ever since what amendment was it? The 19th Amendment came around, everything got fucked.
What was the 19th Amendment?
When they look it up.
Yeah, when they took out. Oh, never mind. I'm going to say something else.
Read me the 19th Amendment. You sure it's the 19th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
If it's what I think it is, then it's funny. It's funny. If it's not, then.
Everything went downhill after the 19th Amendment.
Is there a 19th?
I'm joking. Yeah. I'm joking.
Yeah, it's when they became.
The women could vote.
Yeah.
Oh. Ah, snap.
So I thought it was when they took the Senate and became a vote for the became a regular vote for the people instead of being put in by the state legislators.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that
I don't know my order of I know my first two amendments pretty well. I need to learn my order.
Well, fuck it, Doc.
You get yourself a pocket constitution.
Yes, I need one.
So what are you trying to say?
Got the amendments and the Ten Commandments in it.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
There you go. Yep. So I'm a red-blooded American.
All right, here we go. This guy.
Body in this day and time can be a stressful ordeal, but it doesn't have to be. You just have to follow the rules. Step 1. Dig your grave a foot deeper than you were going to. Step 2. Be sure to use a great fungicide. We don't need surprise visitors. Uh-oh. Looks like someone forgot step 2. Step 3. Trust no one with this secret. And lastly, thanks to the Endangered Species Act of 1973, go ahead and cover your grave in endangered plants and know that your secret is safe with us. Happy hunting.
Did you hear the start
people?
Of it?
Talk about murdering people?
Yeah, it's like how to get rid of a body.
Oh, I didn't hear that, but I assume that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Very good idea. Everybody in the comments is like, nah, just everybody knows you kill a dog and you throw it over and then you bury the body a little bit deeper. So when a cadaver dog eventually comes, they dig down and it's just a dog that they find that, oh, okay, and they keep going when really that body's like 2 feet more down.
Wow.
That's good information to know.
This turned into a very informative.
Can't you just like throw them in a tub of muriatic acid?
Of what?
Muriatic acid.
Bariatic?
Muriatic acid.
Muriatic acid. What's the word you're saying before?
Muriatic. Muriatic acid.
Muriatic.
Muriatic acid. Doesn't know what muriatic acid is? Or are you just being a jackass?
Muriatic. How do you spell that?
Yeah, I think exactly how it sounds. M-U-R.
Muriatic acid?
Yeah. I'm confused.
What the hell's happening?
It's a pretty common acid.
Muriatic acid.
Yeah, and then you just melt the body.
That's used to lower the pH in pools and spas.
Yeah, you can use it for that too. You can also use it to liquefy a body.
Hydrochloric acid.
Hydrochloric acid would probably be better.
It's also like a stronger muriatic. I've never heard of it called. I was not being a jackass. I've literally never heard of it called as muriatic. I've heard of like hydrochloric acid.
Oh, which apparently
we're talking about the same thing. Yeah, I wasn't being an ass. I was like, that's why I was like, muriatic.
Yeah, I guess that's why.
Chris B. Bacon, I do agree with what you just said.
What did he say?
He does look like a gay Clark Kent.
Really? Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That's good.
What's funny is he is gay. That's hilarious that you said that.
Oh, jeez.
Truth crying.
Clark Kent's a good looking dude. I'll take that. Nice. Thank you.
He's fictional.
Yeah, but
I mean, he's still an actor.
You're a Superman that throats guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's a superpower all its own.
It is a superpower.
Yeah.
I guzzle dick at the speed of light. Dude, have you seen that clip? It's like, I think it made up, but it's like the Flash cartoon or whatever. And there's the reverse Flash. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Barry. Reverse Flash is talking to Barry Allen. He's the Flash. He's like, Barry, remember when you like kissed that girl and you came in your pants? It was actually me. I ran so fast and I jerked you off so fast in that moment that you came in your pants. You thought it was just like, I don't
know. What's reverse Flash? Like he runs in reverse or he's just super slow?
No, he's like, he's the bad guy for Flash.
Oh,
Flash. I don't know what it's called, but
that's like a real guy.
He's right there.
He's the yellow Flash right next to him.
It's like you thought he was just prematurely ejaculated, but I really
I can get into the history why he's called the reverse Flash, but I'm sure that everybody would really love to hear that.
Yeah, no. It is Reverse Flash, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Pulls down the deuce pants and it's kryptonite.
Oh, no, my weakness. Kryptonite.
I saved the world. I saved the world one dick at a time.
Don't put that kryptonite hamster up my ass, Mr. Luther.
Gay Clark Kent, dude. That's great. I'm going to make a t-shirt now.
I think that should go on our website for a t-shirt.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Okay, next.
Oh, yeah, what do we got? Oh, fuck.
A little chicken neck. You know how he walked? Like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates. And Angelina Jolie going, children.
I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'm Piers Morgan.
Ever seen a chewing?
My name's Glenn Beck.
That's Hillary.
Hold on, I'm Gary Johnson.
Hi, this is Barack Obama without my teleprompter. I was raised by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I help you? I'm Bernie Sanders.
Chris Hayes has glasses like he's a little smart.
Rachel Maddow.
Thank you, Satan, for all your love. Signed, Sheryl Sandberg.
Job of the Hutt.
I'm the Amazing Randy.
I am Optimus Prime.
I am William F. Buckley of the Central Intelligence Agency, here to control and steer the conservative movement into the sewer line.
And the establishment says, Kambuga Shaka Munda Kunga.
Bill Gates up there, that little chicken neck.
That's hilarious.
I'll eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
I will eat your ass.
I fucking love Alex, man. He's an American icon. He's like,
I like that British one where he just barely moves your lips when you talk.
Yeah. I just like all of a sudden he's like, I am Optimus Prime.
Optimus Prime.
Oh, that guy's just—he's a trip.
He's pretty young in that first one.
I said another one. This is actually a pretty serious one. It's pretty funny. Well, it's not funny, but
the Jones
is Jones like predicting shit before it happens, but he's like warning about it.
Is this in this pile of?
Yeah, I think so. I think I sent it to you guys. I'm pretty
sure
we'll
get to it eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. What do we got next?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, dude, play the clip. Crispy.
I will.
Oh, yep.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Friggin' frogs gay.
Oh, man, Crispy, you should have found us a long time ago, brother.
Wait, I thought I got comments on this thing.
No, on the small one, you shut it off.
I did?
Yes.
Oh.
God, Robert,
on the very bottom, hit the thing that says chat, and then hit the thing that says.
There it is.
There you go. See?
Nice.
That's why I put that there for you.
Dope. See, got it.
I take care of you, Robert. You gay.
RJ looks like a gay Clark Kent. There it is. Hands in his kryptonite.
Frick!
What's that say?
When she goes on the Bible study date with a guy who picked one of them.
Did you hear him when he goes there? He's like, frick.
Yeah. What does it say at the very end? With warm guy chair than
when
you?
She goes on a Bible study date with a guy who picked up one more chair than you.
Oh.
So I can only imagine.
That's so true, though.
You guys have played that at your fucking worship song thing.
Oh, no. I was talking about the chair thing.
Oh.
That was always like how you flexed when you were young.
You're like,
check this out. I'm going to carry 6 chairs.
You see how many chairs I got? You want to suck my D later?
That's such like a true thing to say, too.
Yeah, bro. Dude, I remember me and Drylander used to go Wednesday nights to pick up bitches up in Central City.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Bible study. And that's when we'd see the creepy youth pastor touch girls. We're like,
ooh.
But I'll be honest with you. I'm kind of retarded.
That's perfect. Yeah. Dude, I watched that live, that episode when he was on Rogan for like 4 hours. I wish you could take a fucking pill
and just
like,
see
and,
the word through
just,
his eyes.
No. Take a pill and just forget like a movie that you've seen or like that. Like, and I could watch it for the first time again. I want to be able to experience it.
Oh, just to see it for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll never get that moment back again.
Wait, so did we get kicked off Twitch then?
I know. I was going to say, fun fact, you can't say on Twitch some way.
The R word ends with etarded.
You can't say that.
I didn't say it.
You can't say that. Oh God. Oh, a sound we make that comes out of our mouth offends people.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm not talking to you, Crispy. I know you're probably cool.
Hey, Crispy, do you what kind of sneakers do you wear? Do you wear New Balance?
Do you got New Balances, Crispy?
The big white ones.
Because he's fairly new. I'm not sure if he's knows Joe's.
I'm fine with it, but if you manage to get a snowflake, they can report you.
Oh, so you gotta get reported for it probably.
Okay. Thank you, Crispy.
Thank you for the insider scoop. Wait, where's Crispy live? Did he ever say?
He said in Ohio.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What's going on in Ohio?
No, we're asking if he wears New Balance shoes, Robert. Catch up, bro.
Mustard.
Do you wear...
was thinking the same thing.
Dude, you're so dumb. You're so dumb. That was funny.
You gay Clark Kent.
Crispy is not replying back.
All right, why we wait for that response to New Balance?
Yeah, what do we got? What do we got?
I'm gonna make a Superman shirt and it's got a big D in the middle of it.
Or do you just make a? He wears alligators. Is that a shoe?
He's a player.
See,
I'm a player, but I don't play that way.
I name brand that shit. I wear Crocs. I got the Mossy Oak ones. They're fucking awesome. They're my inside shoes.
Crocs.
I'm like, yeah, Crocs. Oh fuck, dude, don't even. You need to get on the bandwagon, bro. For house shoes, you got to get some Crocs.
I don't wear shoes in the house. Who wears shoes in the house?
Socks with sandals. Okay, this guy fucks. Yeah, Crispy fucks. He's probably getting blown right now.
I cannot wear shoes or socks at home. I don't know why people do that.
Oh, I like wearing. Well, it's like I don't wear anything, but it's a nice house shoe that you like if you need to go outside real quick.
Oh, you just leave him sitting by the front door.
Your little slipper shoe. Okay, maybe if you walk through the house with.
Maybe if you want to get laid.
Okay, you kind of lost me on the pineapple and the pizza Crispy. I don't fuck that, bro.
My mom loves that shit, so I kind of grew up with it. Yeah. I could tolerate it. It's not bad.
I like it.
I don't ever go out of my way to order it, though.
No, yeah, I'm with Crispy. But I thought
you would... like pineapple?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cargo shorts. That's to hide your boner. That's to hide your boner. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Tuck it into your waistband.
I do the same thing.
Super bad. Yeah.
And then
we all learned it from Jonah Hill.
The last time Jonah Hill got a hand job in cargo shorts was in Vietnam.
Was he talking about how he tucked it up into his waistband and like he would like go up and down and he like came in class?
Came in his belly button.
That's how that movie starts. It's like, this is gonna be a great movie.
No, they're talking about like what porn site they're gonna spend their money on.
That's how
I'm thinking the perfect 10, you know, maybe they think we're into bowling or something.
Oh man,
you guys are nuts. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. You know, just like a country, I'm down, tired and angry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. We're gonna rise up. It's time to take a shot. Rise up.
Time to take a shot. Rise up, rise up. It's
time to take a shot.
What the hell is this?
It's time to take a shot.
Yeah, no, but who is it?
It's time to take a shot. Take a shot, shot, shot. Yo, it's time to take a shot. Time to take a shot. And I'm not throwing away my shot.
I mean, like, was it like some local hospital somewhere?
I don't know.
What the fuck? That was as bad as the one we watched last week.
Yeah, I just felt like I should show you guys.
Huh. Yeah, but I mean, I knew the last one was like Gordon, so like, or Gordon, however the hell you say his name. But like, if that was like from.
These are just people that like, hey, this is. Someone like was like, hey, guys.
I got a good idea.
Yeah. Let's go outside and make fucking assholes of ourselves. Everybody's like, oh my God, that sounds super fun. Fucking dipshits.
With their Darth Vader mask on.
Yeah, they're outside, socially distanced, wearing like those fucking bubble masks or whatever. God. Anyways, what else we got? What do we got?
Why would they do this? It's ridiculous. This say suck 33 D's. Look at this license plate. Why would they do this? It's ridiculous. This say suck 33 D's.
It says suck 33 D's. It's ridiculous.
Gosh, not ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, oh, dude. Yeah,
it's
dude.
Fucking hilarious.
It's your favorite.
Aaron, what else we got?
You got your favorite president on here.
America's favorite president.
Yeah. President Houseplant. Here we go.
It was passed. Limited the type of people who could own a gun. What type of weapon you could own.
You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
The Second Amendment from the day it was passed.
Sex with a fish squirrel.
Limited the type of people could own.
Congratulations.
What type of weapon you could own.
You're the retarded offspring of five monkeys having butt sex with a fish squirrel. Congratulations.
All right.
That's so good.
Oh, my.
They need to, I wish they'd make more seasons. They only doing one a year now, I think.
There isn't very many episodes in a season, is there?
Like 10, yeah. They did their specials. They did two specials, obviously. They did the pandemic one and then the corona, I can't remember what the fuck it was, but anyways, what else we got?
Even TikTok knows sucking 33 dicks is dangerous.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know. What was the record for?
That's pretty good.
What is that record? Most D's suck.
You can look that up. I'm not putting that in my computer.
Is it like Guinness or something like that? You think Guinness would house a record like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, it's it's in the back pages. While you're looking that up, we got a TikTok.
I was on television saying that Bin Laden's a CIA asset. Looks like he'll attack New York. Saying, call Washington. Tell him to call off the attack.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so glad that you could join us today for this Wednesday, July 25th, 2001 broadcast. Tyranny is enveloping the globe, and the United States is a shining jewel the globalists want to bring down, and they will use terrorism as the pretext to get it done. So that's coming up in the second half of the show. Very important information. I'm going to put the call out that you call the White House and tell them, look, we've seen the news stories that you've wanted to blow things up, that you have blown things up, and that you're saying that 4 million of us are going to die and we need martial law and the Associated Press. One of your little drills you had. And that we're aware of who the terrorists are if you pull this. This can stop this Hitlerian Reichstag event. I want to put the toll-free number up for Congress. And I won't want you to believe Alex Jones. I want you to go get these news stories off my website. I want you to call these major newspapers. I want you to find out these statements were true by the White House about preparing for martial law. And I want you to let them know that if there is any terrorism, we know who to blame. The point is, if any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, running the Mujahideen War, and whose family builds all the military bases over in Saudi Arabia right now, and sits on the board of Iridium Satellite, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system. I want the White House numbers up there now. A big part of the solution, after you research all the government terrorism and check out what I'm saying is true, call the White House and tell them, we know the government's planning terrorism. We know Oklahoma City and World Trade Center was terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners, Baltimore Sun. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. And you could save the planet. I'm calling it Operation Expose the Government Terrorist.
Again,
all that months before it happened.
He was talking about the World Trade Centers, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then there.
And then he was talking about how bin Laden's a CIA agent before even people knew about bin Laden.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I remember that Crispy 919 guys.
Yeah, I was so distracted by what he said.
Yeah. Dude, can you imagine being the 919th guy?
So, the Crispy Bacon claims, where'd he get this from?
It's on the internet, dude. Is it? Look it up.
Yeah, I've heard it. A nice young lady made the sex to 919 guys in a 24-hour period. You can find the video.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She should have been fucking sponsored by fucking Astroglide.
Nike, you can do it.
Sorry. Just do it.
The question is, did she run out of guys? Or just go, I can't do another one. Sorry.
I'm surprised 919 guys wanted to go do that. I'm not too terribly surprised, but if you're pretty far back in the line, though,
if you're number 500,
sweaty fat fucks, and you're like,
I don't know, man. That's gross. I got a line. That's gross.
But you're part of history, though, too. So it's one of those things. It's
you're the 919th guy, aren't you? They should get t-shirts to say number 919.
Yeah.
Let's make a t-shirt that says number 920. It just has a number sign and it says 920 and it's got the every nothing deal.
That's awesome.
We got two t-shirts to make this week.
Yeah, I think the gay Clark Kent one you need to do.
I think the number 920.
I don't know.
I think that's good.
I don't know.
People ask, what's number 920?
It's like,
maybe it's like you
go
do
look
one
up
of those,
episode 55 of We Have Nothing.
Do the Superman one, do the logo of the Superman, the hands coming out on the shirt, but we'll pay the artist for the design to draw some jizz stains on the Superman part or whatever.
Or put it it's the every nothing one with the mustache, but he's got dripping from the mustache.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, that'd be totally for you. I don't know why you're getting really into this.
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
On that note,
your sign to start watching Always Sunny.
Yeah, we used to do the Maori war dance, but that guy was a little too riled up. Either way, this is all about intimidation and showing off your prowess. I think that the Indian
I fucking love this scene.
That they do over there.
I've watched this scene more than any other scene in Sunny. Fucking Charlie and Frank.
Now, this is Mac and Charlie's flag, which, as you can see, is fairly badly burned. Not only does the winner get to stomp the loser's game pieces, but they also get to burn their flag up. Now, you'll notice that the Golden Geese flag is unsullied. You'll also notice that Mac and Charlie's flag is just a little weird. That's because their original name is the Thundercats, but they were confused by that.
Because we're not cats.
Yeah, we're not cats.
So then, how do we...
Mm-hmm. Even though it's the name they chose, so they went with the Thunder Men. Francis Frank's flag. which is, it's just unfortunate.
It's 4S. I didn't know it was going to come off like that.
Wait, watch the very end. Fucking Charlie.
This is your
skips it. They cut it off. No, just
it's I love his face when he's pulling it up.
Yeah, he's like, it's 4Fs. I didn't know it was gonna come out like that.
Yeah, of course. I just love his face. Like if you look at his face closely, it's like the Frank face with his.
What I just imagine is they're like, hey, let's have Danny DeVito pull up a Nazi flag. he's like, what all the right. fuck? Like, he's like, whatever.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, I just show up to work and they just tell me to do shit and I do it.
Charlie does like this whole like dance with the tube or trumpet. Fucking hilarious.
Oh, I have a feeling this next TikTok is going to be about you, RJ. Yeah, hold on. Come on.
We'll open a tree for you 25 and hear the top 5 ways to tell if your homie is gay. Reason number 1. He's his favorite artist, Lil Nas X. If your homie's favorite song is Call Me By Your Name, then he might be gay. Reason number 2. Does he constantly quote Brokeback Mountain? If he's constantly saying things like, I wish I knew how to quit you, or I'm going fishing with Heath Ledger, then he might be gay. Reason number 3. Does he act sus? When you and your homie kiss, does he take off his socks? If so, he might be gay. Reason number 4. Does his mouth taste different? If your homie's mouth tastes like someone else's penis, then that could mean he's gay. Reason number 5. When inspecting your homie's butthole, has it increased in diameter? If your homie's butthole is increased in diameter or circumference, that could mean he's been spreading with someone else. And that's the top 5 ways to tell if your homie is might be gay.
It's funny because like it like transitions like when you're kissing your homie. Yeah. It's like, wait, what? That's hilarious.
It's time for your next adventure. No idea what I'm gonna do tomorrow. How exciting.
You know what that sounds from?
That's Robin Williams, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Ben's Night of the Museum when he's playing. He's like, oh, he's like, Roosevelt. I don't know what I'm gonna do. And he's like, how exciting. But he's like, yeah. So I work at 6 a.m. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Like, yeah, oh my god. Got a couple more.
Oh, this is good. How's it feel?
That's it. Tell me how's it feel. Sitting up there, feeling so
high. Tell me how's it feel. It's like I was never invited to the carne asada. It's like a meat for like it's like
yeah, I know carne asada. <it's somebody.
laughs> There's just the Mexican guys like the tacos. I don't know. I'm fucking. Have you seen the original video of like? I think I showed it. It's like this fucking guy or whatever, just like skinny white dude, and he like goes to punch, and there's like this humongous chick sitting on the counter, like, and everybody's like. anyways, you can keep going.
When your mom turns off the Wi-Fi because it's nice outside.
Wi-Fi because it's nice outside. When your mom turns off the Wi-Fi because
fucking beams her, bro.
Lady's sitting there with her like beer or something like that. Kid kicks alcohol right in her face.
God, just smokes her. He's like
oh, man. The next one is actually Joe's favorite politician.
Chucky?
I know you love him. Yes, he's your favorite.
Did I send this to you guys?
Yeah,
to release draft legislation to end the federal prohibition on cannabis. This is monumental because at long last, we are taking steps in the Senate to right the wrongs of the failed war on drugs. As my colleagues and I have said before, the war on drugs has really been a war on people, particularly people of color.
Of
the Cannabis Administration and Opportunity Act would help put an end to the unfair targeting and treatment of communities of color by removing cannabis from the federal list of controlled substances. We are all joined.
There you go.
How's it? God, why do you have to end on a serious one, bro?
Well, I'm just going down the line. Sorry.
That's all right. Dude, I mean, since we're already off of Facebook, I could send that one.
Yeah, shit. Show it.
Kicked off YouTube, too.
Why not?
It's the...
I mean...
It's 4 minutes again, but it's fucking alert.
Well, YouTube checks these things after the fact. Get kicked off YouTube too.
Oh no! Well, what's cool about YouTube? We can mute it. We can or take that part out.
Yeah.
Well, on the other side, we're not monetized, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. We are not monetized.
All right, let's end with the
video.
See,
but motherfuckers, see, if we streamed on Twitch though, you can do shit like that. Well, to an extent, you can play like YouTube clips like that and have reactions and shit like that. Like people get away with having like reaction videos. Like, what's the fucking deal? It's not like we're just like just playing in a whole fucking movie, you know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, you just can't say the word. So, you know.
Tarded.
All right, Robert.
I just said tarded. That's not the whole word.
No, you can't say the word tarded.
Yeah. You have to put the R and the E in there and make it a full word.
It might work.
You know what's funny is last night I was doing music rehearsal, and at the end of the song it becomes slower, and I was like, you're gonna want to make, I didn't know, I was like, how do I tell you guys this?
use the word in the right context.
Yeah, because you know, in music we actually say we're gonna retard the
yeah, it's a musical term.
And I'm like,
yeah.
All right, speaking of that, here you go.
Welcome to the internet. Have a look around. Anything that brain of yours can think of can be found. We've got mountains of content, some better, some worse. If none of it's of interest to you, you'd be the first. Welcome to the internet. Come and take a seat. Would you like to see the news or any famous women's feet? There's no need to panic. This isn't a test. Just nod or shake your head and we'll do the rest. Welcome to the internet. What would you prefer? Would you like to fight for civil rights or tweet a racial slur? Be happy, be horny, be bursting with rage. We got a million different ways to engage. Welcome to the internet. Put your cares aside. Here's a tip for straining pasta. Here's a 9-year-old who died. We got movies and doctors and fantasy sports and a bunch of colored pencil drawings of all the different characters in Harry Potter fucking each other. Welcome to the internet. Hold on to your socks, cause a random guy just kindly sent you photos of his cock. They are grainy and off-putting. He just sent you more. Don't act surprised, you know you like it, you whore. See a man behind, get offended, see a shrink. Show us pictures of your children, tell us every thought you think. Start a rumor, buy a broomer, send a death threat to a boomer, or DM a girl and groomer, do a zoomer, find a tumor in your. Here's a healthy breakfast option. You should kill your mom. Here's why women never fuck you. Here's how you can build a bomb. Which Power Ranger are you? Take this quirky quiz. Obama sent the immigrants to vaccinate your kids. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A little bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A little bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. You know, it wasn't always like this. Not very long ago, just before your time, right before the towers fell, circa 99, this was catalogs, travel blogs, a chat room or two. We set our sights and spent our nights waiting for you, you, insatiable you. Mommy let you use her iPad, you were barely two, and it did all the things we designed it to do. Now look at you. Look at you. You, you. Unstoppable, watchable. Your time is now. Your insides out. Honey, how you grew. And if we stick together, who knows what we'll. It was always the plan to put the world in your hand. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything all of the time. Could I interest you in everything all of the time? A little bit of everything all of the time. Apathy's a tragedy and boredom is a crime. Anything and everything and anything and everything and anything and everything and all of the time.
Damn.
Yeah. Crispy gets it. He loved it too, dude. It's so fun. I just, dude, like, because all the shit in there, like, just, I don't know, all the little meanings behind everything. That's why I was like, I don't even know if you classify that as a comedy. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So fucking deep. But then he makes fun of himself for, like, having deep meanings in songs and shit like that. I don't know.
Mm.
It's.
All right, I'll check it out. It's soon. So good. I'll check it out soon.
You should. Dude,
I've already seen half at this point.
No, there's so much more. It's like,
I watched like the first 20 minutes of it.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's like, it's so, don't watch it to be in a good mood. I'll tell you that. Yeah,
well, that's what, like,
feel, it's going to leave you feeling a little like.
I know. Oof. That's why I stopped at 20 minutes. I wasn't in the mood because the first 20 minutes are pretty depressing. It's like, I don't want to watch this shit. I'm over this stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I just love because it's like, I've said it before. It's like, we just grew up with, like, throughout the years, I've always just watched this shit. He's always been great. So he's literally the same age as us. So it's very interesting.
Dope.
Yeah.
All right.
Dude, dope stuff.
Wrap this bitch up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up tight.
Wrap it real tight. Might have some guests next week.
Yeah, we're going to have guests, but hold on. I don't know why this is reminding me. You seen the clip of Dave Chappelle talking about how he first met Kanye?
I don't think so.
And like how he was like with some people and he had some other people and he had Kanye, they had Kanye with him and they went to the studio and they're watching the Dave Chappelle like show edits. Like before, he's like, hey, you're going to see some clips or whatever before anybody else is. He's like, yeah, we're watching it and stuff. And then he's like, I knew Kanye was going to be big or whatever when I first met him. You know, he just knew this guy. And we were watching it and his phone started going off and he picks up his phone. And he's like, no, I can't do that right now or whatever. And you could tell someone was like, why? And he's like, I'm watching Dave Chappelle edits or whatever before anybody else does. And it's like, there's another pause. And it's like, because I'm dope and I do dope shit. He hangs up the phone.
I'm dope and I do dope shit.
Or no, he's like, because my life's dope and I do dope shit. That's what he's saying.
It's a good answer to anything.
It's like such a fucking Yeezy ass thing to say, dude. Like, the guy's fucking crazy. So my life's dope and I do dope shit.
Easy.
I don't know. But yeah, we got some guests next week. We got a certified scientist coming on.
Yep.
I'm also a scientist, but no one ever wants to talk about that.
Yeah, no one cares.
Of the computer variety.
Yay. Yeah.
I don't know why it's all the computer scientist. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
All right. Should we say peace and say peace?
Peace.
Yeah. Peace. See you again, Crispy.
All right. Have a good one.
See you next week, Thursday, bruh.
Bye.